Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Adam Leiter, Executive Director of East Passyunk Avenue, talking about Flavors on the Avenue.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, really with Flavors and the restaurants here on the Avenue in particular, it's just an amazing event to showcase the dozens of places that we have that span everything from high-end fine dining to grab-and-go places and quick casual. What you have is places like Fond, places like Red Crest Fried Chicken, mixing and mingling out in the street and serving people with small bites, which are really just a fun way to get around.
So explain how Flavors works.
So Flavors is all $3 to $6 bites from the restaurants. Some of them may be samples of what they have on a regular basis. Some may be special dishes specific to Flavors. And we have over two dozen restaurants that are either going to be literally out in the street serving outside of their establishments or opening their windows up and serving through the windows or having grab-and-go options where people can come in, go back out in the street, enjoy some music and entertainment, and really just have a wonderful spring day out with their family and friends.
You've really turned this into kind of making the Avenue into like a festival atmosphere for this event.
That's right. So this is one of our two major festivals. Our other is the car show, which happens at the end of July, but we shut down five blocks. So we have a mile-long business corridor altogether, but five of those blocks spanning from Broad Street all the way up to Dickinson will be shut for Flavors, where we'll have something happening on every block. We'll have beer gardens. We'll have the Avenue restaurants out. We'll have the retailers out having events and sidewalk sales and just really being out there mixing everything up.
So you can really kind of get a sense of how five blocks is so walkable, or 1 mile is really walkable when you're walking down, you know, from appetizer to appetizer.
Especially when you're walking around with a piece of good food, then, you know, what's wrong with that? It's a great way to spend the day and to spend the afternoon, because you get to really see the scope of the Avenue. And there's a lot of people, I think, who come down here and have their favorite go-tos. And they might come in and go out and not realize that three or four blocks down, there's this amazing other place that they wish they had tried.
Yeah. How has East Passyunk Avenue evolved over the past couple of years as a restaurant scene?
As a restaurant scene overall in the past couple of years, I think you've seen a lot more diversity, both in terms of the type of restaurant that we've seen opening up and the style of food that they're serving, as well as the price point. So we have that high-end fine dining, a lot of places that, you know, really established the Avenue 10 years ago or so. And then that's really filled in with a lot of more casual and middle-of-the-road places too that by all accounts are just as delicious as anything else that's out there.
So who's participating in Flavors of the Avenue this year?
I can't list the whole thing off the top of my head. That would be almost impossible because, again, we have so many that are doing different styles of serving, but it's everything from Pistolas del Sur, we have Fond, we have fried chicken from Red Crest Fried Chicken, we have the Palace of Indian, we have Paradiso, we have Mara's, we have Stogie Joe's, we have Tre Scalini, we have Noir, we have Chaya Cafe, Bing Bing, Mama Maria's Restaurant, Cantina, Punk Burger, Le Vertu, Brigantessa. Just, it's absolutely incredible. It really just goes on.
What would you say are some of the highlights?
This is like trying to choose a child for me. I can't say that I have a favorite one, right? But I think that you're going to see fried chicken and waffles from Chaya Cafe. The tripe in umido from Tre Scalini is a favorite with especially some of my friends. And again, I think that everyone has a favorite that they'll be able to find and walk away happy.
So as the executive director of the Business Improvement District, you get their menus. Do you have to approve anything? Do you have to kind of look at it? Do you have to taste it?
I don't think any chef here is going to make, you know, give me the power to approve their menus, but we get a sneak preview and, you know, we get to see what's going to be coming out. And I think that it'll be a nice surprise for people. But if you keep track of our social media at East Passyunk on Facebook and Instagram and East E Passyunk Ave on Twitter, we will be putting all that information out there and on our website.
So what goes into organizing Flavors of the Avenue? That's something that you guys do at the Business Improvement District?
Yes. So organizing the event is everything from working with the restaurants and the businesses themselves. Then there's the aspect of making sure that everything is good with the city. So shutting down all the streets, working on permitting, working with the health department, working with my volunteers who, you know, are going to be out there during the day helping make sure that everything's running smoothly, doing media promotions and making sure materials are all available. There's basically, I have a list of about a dozen things that are always kind of swirling around my head when it comes to an event of this size.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of juggling, but a lot of fun in the end.
How many people do you expect to be out here on the avenue?
I am hoping that if we have a nice day, that last year we had about 10,000 people come and experience the avenue.
Wow. You think you get more this year? More and more every year?
I'm always open to welcoming more people to, you know, as many as we can comfortably fit.
What is the most difficult part about organizing this event?
I think the most difficult part is just making sure that all the pieces ultimately fall into place. And at the end of the day, something's not going to go the way it was supposed to, but it's going to be okay. And everyone's going to have a good time.
And your favorite part about it?
My favorite part is coming out and seeing all the smiling faces, to be honest. I mean, just seeing everyone enjoying the avenue and really partaking and seeing what makes this a great corridor and a great community.
So if you got $20 in your pocket, you can eat well?
For $20 in your pocket, you could get like 5 different things and maybe a beer too. If you check out www.visiteastpassyunk.com, we'll have info up there and on social media at East Passyunk.
Tell us the details of the event again. How do you participate and how does it work? And, you know, how do you, you know, get all the good food? What's the best way? What's the best strategy?
Best strategy is to take public transportation. We start at 11 o'clock Sunday, April 28th. It goes from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. I think that you can't go wrong by starting at one end of the avenue, whether it's down by Broad Street or up by Dickinson, and working your way down one side and then back up the other.
So the stops are Snyder
or Tasker Morris.
East Passyunk Avenue's Flavors of the Avenue takes place on Sunday, April 28th. Again, it's from 11 to 5, pay as you go. And most of the entrees are it's like sample size, right?
$3 to $6. Most are sample sizes. You know, there's definitely deals to be had out there. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled. But I think, again, the most important thing is to find that favorite place or the one that you've been dying to try and go check it out.
So you can come back for dinner.
Exactly.
It's a good way to kind of experiment, explore.
It's a great chance for people to take a quick taste and then realize, oh my gosh, I gotta come back and have a full meal there.
So what kind of pressure is that on the chefs? Because they're like basically advertising their restaurant to 10,000 people that might not normally come here.
You know, I think that our chefs are up to the challenge. And quite frankly, I don't want to speak on their behalf, but I think they have that attitude every day that every meal has to be a good one. And they're always putting their all into it.
Awesome. Adam Leiter, Executive Director, East Passyunk Avenue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.
Once again, the website is
www.visiteastpassyunk.com.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.